truth be told, we do not know the internal sort of psychological problems of one managing director, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Whatever issues he has with hotel maids, if he has any, will be decided in court. He is accused of attempted rape in a hotel room in Manhattan. He was pulled off a plane over the weekend, this we know. And he was denied bail yesterday after his arrest and his arraignment. And he's currently at Rikers Island, a pretty nasty facility up near LaGuardia Airport here in New York. But the question is, does Dominique Strauss-Kahn have a get-out-of-jail-free card because he works for the IMF, which is loosely affiliated with the United Nations system? Joining us to talk about the question of diplomatic immunity and the international workers who work in major cities around the world and their sense of being either above or separate from the laws the rest of us have to abide by. Nicholas Casal is a former first-grade detective of the NYPD. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning.
And Jovan Krabalia is a founder and director of the Diplo Foundation, a Geneva-based organization researching the role of diplomacy in the modern age. Jovan, good morning to you.
Good morning from Geneva.
And what is the status of people like Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and how does having a huge industry where various people have various kinds of diplomatic statuses complicate the question of law enforcement and law abiding in a city like Geneva or New York or London?
Sure. The question of diplomatic immunity is in a way anachronism in modern era where we have a equal status, legal status of all citizens. Therefore, this is the sort of the what remains from the old times when the diplomacy was an aristocratic profession. Practically speaking, it is codified with by Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. And in practice, back to your question, what authorities and diplomats and the whole community has been trying to do it was basically trying to adjust it to the needs and predominant mood of the modern era. Therefore, the immunities are rarely used. Countries are very careful to invoke immunity if their diplomats breach the local laws. And immunity generally isn't licensed for the breach of the local law.
Right, and no one would argue, Jovan Krabalia, that anyone would use diplomatic immunity as a license to commit rape without any sort of punitive action in a city of New York or anywhere else in the world. Nicholas Casal, a former first-grade detective of the NYPD, what does it mean in practical terms to have large numbers of international workers? And again, Dominique Strauss-Kahn stands in a class by himself to a certain extent, accused of rape. There's no extradition treaty in France, so his definition as a flight risk is probably related partially to the fact that he's a French citizen as well as the fact that he has potentially a diplomatic immunity. What's the practical matter for police detectives in a city like New York?
Well, first of all, you have to stabilize this situation. You're going to have, especially on a sex crime, you don't want it to turn into a he said, she said. You want to bring everybody in to your office so you can hear all sides of it. You want to collect the evidence, and then you want to make a determination. In this case, she appeared to be a very credible victim. Her story was consistent in the short sequence. Her reporting of the crime, everything made sense from the point of view of the detectives. Then they look at him, and where is he? He's en route to the airport to leave the country. So, you know, it was a very logical decision that the detectives made, and that was get everybody in, let's sort this out, and let's make a determination. They made the determination to go with a summary arrest.
Nicholas Casal, Mayor Giuliani years ago made a big sort of political matter out of the international community inside New York, particularly UN workers, disobeying parking and traffic laws and using their immunity to basically flagrantly avoid enforcement of those laws. In practice, without maligning a whole industry here in New York, is it difficult for law enforcement to deal with people who have a kind of special get-out-of-jail-free card?
Well, yes, it is, but it doesn't actually apply when you believe that someone has committed a serious crime. And, you know, the police officer or the detective is not an expert in the diplomatic status of a person. So what you're told is bring everybody in and hold them. Let the State Department or their government, government come in, a representative, and sort it out. take everybody in, even if it requires them to be taken into custody. Now, you may not want to take a diplomat into custody for a parking ticket or, violation of law. But on a serious crime.
On a felony, yeah.
Everybody in.
Absolutely. Nicholas Casal, former first grade detective of the NYPD. Jovan Kerbalia, have you ever had to use your diplomatic immunity in a situation, not like Dominique Strauss-Kahn, but where you're, entangled with laws that maybe have questionable or conflicting jurisdiction?
Well, first of all, I don't have a diplomatic community. We are an academic institution that deals with the diplomacy. This is a subject of our study, not the practice. But if I can reflect on our research and the comparative studies in Geneva and other places, the abuses of the privileges are highly visible because they are attractive to be reported in newspaper. And it does, in a way, injustice sometimes to the considerable amounts of good work and the many diplomats who are obeying the rules, and many countries which are forcing, for example, their diplomats to pay for parking fines. Therefore, there is increasing, and it's a positive trend, which probably follows the democratization of the modern world, that countries are becoming more responsible and they're very, very cautious in standing behind their diplomats if they misuse their diplomatic immunity. This trend is clear in Geneva and big cities with a decreasing number of parking fines and increasing practice of countries to force their diplomats to, for example, pay for their parking tickets.
So the diplomatic immunity idea comes to protect diplomats from political targeting by host governments, right?
Well, that's as old as humanity, and that's probably started when our predecessors realized that it was better to hear the message than to eat the messenger. And it was the rationale of the diplomatic immunity, to protect envoy, messenger, and the negotiator. Historically, it is embedded in almost all holy books, holy texts. But nowadays, the reason remains the same. It's functional reason, to enable diplomats to perform their function.
Right, exactly. Jovan Kerbalia, thanks so much. Founder and director of Diplo Foundation, a Geneva-based organization researching the role of diplomacy in the modern age. Diplomatic immunity in the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case. Immunity not applying here.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.